Welcome to the Purpose, Passion, Profit podcast. I'm your host, Ken Esch, and each and every episode, we're talking about how to live your purpose, find your passion, and create profit doing work that doesn't suck. Let's jump right in. Michael Jordan is arguably the greatest basketball player of all time. But the first 3 years that he was in the NBA, he got swept in the first round of the playoffs. 3 years in a row, swept in the first round. Now, he was becoming the best player in the league. He's still young. He probably was the best player in the league. But he didn't have any success once the playoffs came. It soon became clear to the Bulls that he could not win championships by himself. Although he was the best player, he still needed some more help, some more support. So he drafted in 84, swept in the first round for 3 years. In 87, the Bulls traded for Scottie Pippen, who was just coming into the league, and he was the perfect complement to Michael Jordan's game, and he adopted Michael's aggressiveness and his competitive spirit. They sharpened each other, both on offense and defense, and it helped Michael Jordan evolve from more of a one-man show to more of a team player. Their first season together, they did get out of the first round of the playoffs, but the next 2 years, they got absolutely destroyed by the Detroit Pistons in the second round of the playoffs. So they got a little bit of help and still get beaten because they weren't quite there yet. By this time, it's no longer an argument. Michael Jordan is the best player in all of basketball. He didn't have a rival as far as talent goes in the league at the time. He was so good, in fact, that the Pistons developed what they called the Jordan rules. Basically, they double and triple teamed him every time he got the ball. They had half of their team guarding him. Like, he was their focus because nobody else was going to beat them. Only Jordan could beat them. So the Bulls needed something else. They recognized that Michael Jordan needed more help. It wasn't about the how. It wasn't because, I mean, he had all the talent. He had the how. He was the best player in the NBA. What he needed was a who. He needed somebody else to help him overcome the obstacles in the way and reach the highest level of success and win NBA championships. So they hired Phil Jackson, who installed the triangle offense, and Michael Jordan became an even more brilliant player. Ended up winning, I think, six championships over his career. Not because only of Michael Jordan's talent. He was the best player in the NBA even before he had Scottie Pippen to help him, even before Phil Jackson came along and changed the game with the triangle offense. He was the best player in the game. He had the how. What he needed was the who. It's all about who can help. So if you're stuck in anything, even if you're not stuck, even if, no matter what you're setting out to do, the moral of this story is, don't ask yourself, how can I do this if you don't know how to do it? You know, if you're a builder and you know how to build houses, you don't have to ask how, you know how. But the thing is, you also have who's around that are helping you out with that work. If it's something that you don't know how to do, instead of asking yourself, how can I do this? Start asking the question, who do I know that can help with this? Who do I know who knows how to do this? Or who do I know who knows other people who know how to do this? And start asking yourself, who, not how. That's the premise of the book, Who Not How, by Dan Sullivan, founder of Strategic Coach. It's actually written by Benjamin Hardy, but it's Dan Sullivan's content. Really fantastic book. It's the one that we're going through in Purpose, Passion, Profit, my men's membership. If you're interested in joining something like that, where we talk about how to live your purpose, find your passion, and create a profit doing work that doesn't suck. Check the link in the show notes. You can read up all about it. The question I want to leave for you today is, if you want to accomplish or achieve anything in life, don't ask how. Ask who can help. Do good work.